Okay, so we're ret.
We're ret.
It's 2022. I gotta remember that.
There.
Y'all, I do not think it's okay for somebody to insult somebody just to make a quick buck. It is okay to be honest with people. That is what I live my life on. You're not gonna try me today. You could try it tomorrow, but it's not gonna be today. Yeah, I live my life on being honest. Like, that's just, but there's a difference between being honest, being disrespectful, and belittling people. And Mr. Kevin Samuel has done a wonderful job building a following on building a following on being disrespectful and belittling people. Because you can be honest with somebody and tell them that they are overweight. It's a way to tell somebody that they fat. Hey son, you need to lose some weight. You need some help on doing that. You know what, I got a trainer, I got a gym, let's get up. If you ain't got no motivation to do that, that's on you. But I'm telling you, I got a personal trainer, I got some places for us to go, because you need to run a little bit. But sitting up here saying you just fat and nasty, that's just rude and disrespectful. Like, that's just that. I could tell you that you fat and nasty without saying fat and nasty. Like, you're real large, damn son.
You're quite on the heavy side.
Your body is a bit voluptuous for my liking. And
your body mass index is a little too high.
Exactly. But see, that's my point. That's my point right there. You see how we all said the same thing that Mr. Kevin Samuel said, but wouldn't nobody want to make us feel like that? Wouldn't make anybody feel less than? Like, the world already does enough of that. And to have somebody else add to that disgustingness with your half raggedy Wednesday, with your doggone crooked edge, it's Christmas. Hey y'all, it's Christmas. I'll get out, but it's crooked as hell too.
Let's get off of this gent. Because I'm not gonna say gentleman. Let's get off of this gent before Jazz has a heart attack.
Big up to Kev. I'm gonna have a whole heart attack. Big up to Kevin Samuels for his 1.27 million. And you know what? He just got a whole lot. He got a whole episode from us.
He did.
But it's disgusting though. Like, it's really disgusting. Like, there is no reason for you to want to belittle people in the way that he did. Y'all let us know down in the comments. Do y'all appreciate the disgustingness in which he presents his material? Or would you rather somebody have a little bit of tact? I mean, if you're going to be straightforward with people, there's a thing called kempness, Mr. Kevin Samuels. Kempness. Yeah, if you you don't look like you read very much. So how about you take look into Merriam-Webster. Kempness, defined as tactfulness. But anywho, I'm sorry. Please continue. What else we got? We ain't got nothing else.
I think
he done made my blood pressure.
Your blood pressure.
My watch done told me to breathe.
Yeah, I was like, you need to take a few deep breaths. You need some milk.
You need some milk.
Y'all, some milk, girl.
Okay.
So I guess we're gonna end that on my lighthearted question.
Yeah,
I hope it's lighthearted.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. So, we're gonna do the thing we always do with Lady D, the thing we're supposed to do.
Because I don't know. It might make you more angry.
What you got?
Okay, my question has absolutely nothing to do with what we just talked about.
Disgusting.
Do you
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm gonna be quiet.
Do you and can I Can I say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, do you enjoy or do you hate shopping?
I hate Kevin Samuels.
I said shopping.
Shopping. Shopping for Four Wednesdays. I enjoy shopping for Four.
This is why I was like, this is why I didn't want to ask the question. Because at this point, anything can set you off.
What was the question?
Do you enjoy or do you hate shopping?
I thoroughly enjoy shopping on the internet. On the internet, just so you know that. On the internet. The internet.
The interwebs.
In interwebs of the Amazon. Shout out to Amazon. If y'all ever want to do a deal, Jeff Bezos, big ups to my homie Jeff.
Mr. Jeff.
Mr. Jeff. JB!
JB!
Holla at me! Hey, my name is Jazz.
if you want to know for real, you can send me a message. My links are in the bio.
All of the links are in the all. Every last one of them are in the bio, Mr. JB. Holla at me.
But I second your answer. I do like shopping on the interwebs. Amazon has taken quite a bit of my money, especially in the last couple of weeks.
You know what? I admire Mr. This is totally off topic. Well, not technically off topic, but Mr. Jeff Bezos. I think it's Bezos. Hey, Jeff, hit me up. Let me know how you say last name. Mr. Jeff. Mr. Jeff Bezos has seriously revolutionized the idea of online shopping, because in 1999, Amazon was books only. I don't know if y'all old enough to remember that. I'm showing my age now. I'm 31 and proud, sure am, and fine as hell. I hate them both, as you can tell. But yeah, it was books only. Books only. You can literally go on Amazon and buy a pen. You can go on Amazon and buy a sock. You can now go on Amazon and buy weave. He is going to put everybody. You can go to Amazon Fresh or whatever it's called. You can go on Amazon and buy your grocer.
He can buy a wife or a husband too.
And you can do that too. You'll probably get that blow up once.
For that moment.
Like you can literally do any. You like shopping, or you hate it. What was the question?
Basically. Do you enjoy shopping or do you hate it?
P-Beard enjoys the shopping with special partners in his life at the time. He finds it to be a very good quality time type of activity. And whether you go for, you know, your consumables, or whether you go for your aesthetic type of shopping, or if you rather just go window shopping altogether, it's a good activity that I find is very relaxing, given the right person you're with. Activity to do with a significant other. I mean, you know, they go try some things, you go try some things, see how you both looking different things, you know, go looking like, I like that. It helps you figure out what kind of, I think it's a good experience to have with someone to get to know what they like and what they don't like, what they like to what they don't. It's just a lot that you can get from just
shopping
with them. Mm-hmm. Gives you insight. So I personally, that not with my mother.
Oh, no. Mama PB'd.
Mama PB'd.
We can't even be in the car for 15 seconds. But I enjoy it when I'm with whoever, you know, I'm interested in at the time. I think it's a good experience to have. I think it's, I'm really big on quality time. So for me, that's a good way to do it.
That's awesome.
That is a fantastic answer. Yeah, I just said yeah online.
And before we end that, I also heard that, I'm not sure if I can say this, shout out to Walmart, but they are trying to get in the same business as Amazon. Like, you can buy just about anything.
Y'all a little late, Walmart.
I'm gonna need Walmart to go back to that layaway. I don't give a crap about that stuff. I want my layaway.
Wow. So,
they're trying to get into the logistics like Amazon is. So that's what our father informed me of.
Oh, Jeff Bezos got that down pat. It ain't no way that like there's no way. You know what? I won't say that, but I will say this: Jeff Bezos has gotten the logistics. He's gotten the mass consumerism. He has gotten the
monopoly.
Yeah. He's gotten freaking mass produces his own delivery service.
He mass produces delivery service.
You can't. Bruh, I was driving down to Georgia and I seen a freaking Amazon van with the smile face on it.
Yeah. They're manufacturing their own.
I guess
their own brand. Yes. Of vans. Delivery.
It was a freaking Amazon van. I don't know if it's the one that makes the local deliveries or the one that makes the county.
Need to find somewhere to live that makes local deliver, like one day delivery.
And I think that's what it was. was, because you know with Amazon Fresh thing, you can get them delivered same day. Yeah. And he done bought a fleet of vans and then just...
Cut the middle man. Well, that's some money. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can have the it's like, and see, when mentioning Walmart, Walmart was almost there when they did Sam's. But they stopped at Sam's because, you know, with Sam's, it's their own warehouse. Yeah. So you they did cut out the middleman there, but they stopped there. So it's like, you can't play catch up unless you're black.
Yeah. Well, I guess we all play catch up here.
Okay. And you cannot be successful at catch up unless you're black. But I'm just, joke of the day. Hey, it's okay, people. Loosen your pants, your britches.
There you go.
But yeah. I didn't know that about Walmart.
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, guys, thank you for listening to my terrible, terrible rant about Mr. Kevin Samuels, the half Windsor knotted tie man, and his tiny skinny pants. So that just about does it for us today. But before we go, I want to leave y'all with this. Let this year be another page to your memoir. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. And yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog and stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.